People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. Reading from Mark chapter 10, verse 13 through 16. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Reading from the book of James chapter 1, verse 27. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for Him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. Reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 3 to 8. Dear gracious Father, mercy is your name. Holy is your name. Loving kindness comes from you. Merciful Father, forgive me for my sins. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness so that I can serve you, O gracious Heavenly Father. Today, I petition you on behalf of my grandchildren everywhere. Touch them, Father. Gather them under your arms like a mighty fortress to be protected. Protect them from any evil people that may seek to harm them. Send your angels to guard their steps as they travel. Chastise those that do not seek their best interests. Guide their parents as they make decisions that affect their lives. Keep them safe at any workplaces that they may be located in. Safeguard their dwellings. Let political leaders know that the Bible warns them in the book of Matthew chapter 18, verse 10, that do not to look down on one of these little ones. For I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. Let them know, dear God, that they will be held accountable for how they treat your little ones, the most vulnerable, the most at risk, the orphans, the fatherless. I ask you for these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Lord, you said in your wonderful holy word that pure and genuine religion in your sight, O Heavenly Father, means caring for orphans and widows in their distress and refusing to let the world corrupt you. Lord, please allow us adults, please allow us Christian leaders to not allow the politics of the world to pollute our moral responsibilities to protect and care for the least and vulnerable children that are from migrant families. Keep us adults humble in mind, just like little children, with the ability to clearly see their value in your eyes, according to your justice and righteous ways, and to protect them, no matter what the political circumstances may be. In Jesus' name, amen. Sometime later, the woman's son became sick. He grew worse and worse, and finally he died. Then she said to Elijah, "O man of God, what have you done to me? Have you come here to point out my sins and kill my son?" But Elijah replied, "Give me your son." And he took the child's body from her arms, carried him up the stairs to the room where he was staying, and laid the body on his bed. Then Elijah cried out to the Lord, "O Lord my God, Why have you brought tragedy to this widow who has opened her home to me, causing her son to die? And he stretched himself out over the child 3 times and cried out to the Lord, O Lord my God, please let this child's life return to him. The Lord heard Elijah's prayer, and the life of the child returned, and he revived. Then Elijah brought him down from the upper room and gave him to his mother. Look, he said, your son is alive. Then the woman told Elijah, Now I know for sure that you are a man of God, and that the Lord truly speaks through you. Reading from 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 17 through 24. He called a little child and had him stand among them. And he said, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck than to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 2 through 6. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue rulers, named Jairus, came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live. So Jesus went with him. Reading from the book of Mark, chapter 5, verse 21 through 24. While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. Your daughter is dead, they said. Why bother the teacher anymore? Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, Don't be afraid, just believe. He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue ruler, Jesus saw a commotion, with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead but asleep. But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him, and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, Talitha kum, which means, little girl, I say to you, get up. Immediately, the girl stood up and walked around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this, and told them to give her something to eat. Reading from Mark, chapter 5, verse 35 to 43. Oh, merciful Heavenly Father, glory belongs to you. All praise belongs to you. Kings bow to you. World leaders bow to you. Every knee shall confess before you. Dear Heavenly Father, please, cleanse me of all unrighteousness, so I may serve you. Dear Lord, today I beseech you, on behalf of children from war-torn countries, from regions that have been affected by war, children that are dealing with malnutrition and trauma, watch over these little ones, bring the little ones to you, keep them from hurt, harm, and danger, according to your grace and mercy. Lord, there are numerous examples in your wonderful word, where you have healed children, where you have blessed children. Therefore, dear Lord, I beg you to heal these children from their emotional wounds of war and from their physical wounds of war. Heal the children of war-torn Sudan. Heal the children of war-torn Congo. Heal the children of war-torn Israel. Heal the children of war-torn Ukraine. Heal the children of war-torn Yemen. Heal the children of war-torn Russia. Heal the children of war-torn Lebanon, heal the children of war-torn Syria, and heal the children of Gaza. Bless all of them. In our mighty King of Kings, Jesus' name, Amen.